My guests today are Bob Waltonspiel and Dave Phillips. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good seeing you again, man.
How are you
doing? Great.
You guys are all set up here with this podcast booth. You're at Converge Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're with IT in the D, right?
Yes, correct.
I remember this because I used to live in the D.
I remember.
Years ago, and I knew this guy, Dave Phillips, who had this IT in the D thing, and he had that pink slip party.
Right.
That I never got a chance to go to.
Our rise to infamy, yeah.
And I totally wiped you from my brain.
I don't blame you.
until about 2 hours ago. And I go, I know that guy, but he didn't have any gray hair when I saw
him. Yeah, kids will do that too.
Right. Daughters.
Yeah. And you guys are both involved in this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it? What's IT in the D?
So we started it back in 2001, was a little brainchild.
Wow.
Of
16 years
going to networking events. Okay. Was painful. You were getting sold to, you were paying $20 at the door, you had to listen to a guy speak or a gal speak, and it was just like, can't we just get the IT community together and just not sell anything and just talk and just hanging out and meet people? Huh? I was working at a bar, and I said, can we come for a happy hour? And we put a fancy name on it, and away we went. As it grew, changed iterations. We started the Pink Slip Party because back in 08, 09, half the crowd was out of work. It was a very bad time, so we decided...
Sure. Job fair, this area.
Yeah, so job fairs plain out suck. So we decided to do a Pink Slip Party in a nightclub with a DJ and a beer in your hand and no ties and no resumes.
Wait, I do. I still remember it was March of 09 was when we decided to do it. May of 09 was the first one.
Okay.
And we had no idea what was going to happen. So we were at the Blackfin in Royal Oak, and Channel 4 showed up and made us their breaking news story at 5 o'clock.
And breaking news, geeks drinking in Royal Oak.
Yeah, exactly. Find a job, yeah.
I guess that was news back then.
It was. it was weird. I mean, we had 350 people.
Wow, your
that
first
showed
one.
Up. Yeah, and we had 42 recruiters that showed up, and some of them stayed until like 10, 11 o'clock at night to make sure. Because, I mean, that was what we were hearing back then was, God, I can't get FaceTime with a recruiter. I can't get my emails returned, my phone calls returned, any of that stuff. So, you know, we basically blackmailed every recruiter we knew into coming out and hanging, and it worked. And then, you know, we still did our normal monthly events, which are the come on out, meet people, network, just chill, you know, get to know people in the industry and improve your professional network.
Also at a bar?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
But then twice a year.
Recurring theme, yeah.
Well, but then twice a year, we still do those Pink Slip Party events. Okay. I mean, but what's weird is, well, not weird, it's actually good. So starting in, like, late 2012... what we noticed is that it was no longer the job seekers that were beating down our door about when our next event was.
Okay.
It was the recruiters.
Right.
That, hey, we can't find good talent. Hey, I'm looking for the right people. Na, 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 na. And so it's been interesting to see that shift.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be in IT.
Yeah, but I mean, throughout this time, we were considered, I guess, networking whatever. So we hate to call experts or whatever. So we would get asked to speak at different events, whether it be the ISSA events or different events. We wrote a 10 Commandments of Networking. We were kind of known for that.
Oh.
So Michigan Shifting Gears, it was a program from Governor Snyder. We were doing the networking classes or job search classes, things of that nature. And in the meantime, Dave got invited to an internet radio station to guest spot on a couple shows to talk about what IT that he's doing. And that kind of birthed into, hey, do you guys want Monday nights? In a radio station.
You were a guest, and then you just took over the show.
I went on and talked about us and what we do, and then they called me up one night and said, hey, you've always been fun. One of our co-hosts called in sick. You want to hang for a night?
Excellent.
Sure. And then the next phone call was, hey, you want 2 hours of airtime every Monday night? Yes.
Wow. So on a Friday, Dave calls me and said, and granted, we never listened to a podcast in our life. It just wasn't in my...
Not even mine?
No. Sorry. I will now, though. but they said, hey, do you guys want to do... Dave calls and said, do we want to do a podcast on Monday nights? And I said, okay. And the next Monday, 3 days later, we pushed the record button and away we went.
Wow. That was when?
Almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago.
June 3rd, 2013, yeah.
Yeah.
How many shows have you done since then?
So this Monday night is going to be episode 196.
Is that the show that we just recorded?
No, so we'll probably put pieces of all the different interviews we did into it.
Okay.
But yeah, no, Monday, actually, so right now, because the geek side of life, so Motor City Comic Con is coming.
Okay.
So, you know, this past Monday, we did an interview with Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
Oh, yeah.
This Monday, we've got a couple other, you know, guests that are coming up. So yeah, we'll probably keep it a little short and use some of this material and then put it out as standalone as well.
Are you editing this stuff yourself?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's... time consuming.
Actually, audio editing, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how you do video. Yeah,
it's
I mean,
time consuming.
Oh, yeah. Video is a lot more intensive than audio. No, it's actually gotten to be fun.
Cool.
So, the show, as far as, like, what we talk about, it became, we didn't know what we wanted to do. I'm a sales guy. Dave's the geek. Mm-hmm. So we said, hey, we should argue because that'd be fun, and it wasn't. And then we said, hey, we did a show with two QA testers, and let's get in the weeds, and it was Snorefest. So then we said, well, what do we, you know, what do we do when we hang out? We talk about IT stuff, and we talk about comic books and sci-fi movies, and we talk about beer, and why don't we just do that?
Just talk about geeky stuff.
Just talk about what we talk about.
Well, yes, I mean, you know, we've had CIOs, CEOs, and CTOs on the show. We've also had roller derby girls, professional wrestlers, and the guys that run Go Comedy Improv. I mean, if you're doing cool stuff in and around the Metro Detroit area, we want to have you on to talk about it.
It is not a tech show, then. It is a show.
It's a little tech. I mean, it depends on who we have in as guests. Right. Like, you know, we had...
Security consultants. We have cloud experts. We have people.
You know, we had
vendors.
Jack Olson, you know, the guy that basically invented relational databases on.
Wow.
We had, you know, so yeah, I mean, there are some shows that are very tech. There are some shows that are very not, so, or less tech.
Yeah, the first half hour is kind of almost like part of the interruption on ESPN. Okay. We have a list of topics and we knock them out. And usually those topics are anything from a security breach to Uber doing something stupid to a dumb app that we hate to some funny story involving whatever.
And then kicks it off and primes the pump.
Kicks it off, correct.
Go on from there.
And then the interviews, we can get in the weeds or not. So, like, typically I said, even if you're a techie or not, you're going to enjoy the first half hour. The best compliment or backhanded compliment we ever got was from a VMware nerd. I mean, the king of the nerds. And he said, you know, you guys aren't very informative, but damn, are you entertaining. And I'm like, you just rewrote our alma mater.
So you started out, you were recording downtown in this studio.
Yeah, so we were downtown.
But you've moved on, right?
Yep, so we were downtown in the Russell Industrial Center. I mean, and great building. It is what it is. We had a couple issues.
It is what it is. It's a loose term.
It is. Yeah, well, no. So, I mean, it's the artist community. let's be real. The entire floor smelled like a Cheech and Chong set. And so, you know, when we had certain guests that were asking to come on our show, it was like, yeah, you probably okay. Your police detail, not so much. So our buddy Neil Nosikowski of Trinet had built out something called Activate Gaming, a little barcade for himself, and he had a couple of extra office suites upstairs. So we adopted one and built out our own studio.
Oh, nice.
And so we moved there in May of 2015, and it was going to be us, our own little private, like, man cave, our own studio just for our show. And it naturally took about 3 weeks or so before people started knocking on the door and were like, guys, you have this great studio that you use for 2 hours a week. Stop being jerks. Open the doors. We want to do a podcast.
So you let other people do their podcasts with your equipment.
So, yeah. So July of 2015, we launched Podcast Detroit.
Okay.
And started putting people in time slots and all that. Something else we never thought was going to happen. By January of 2016, we were full and didn't have any more time slots for people.
Wow. That's really... Are you a business?
Yes.
Okay.
So we moved, we had to move. So May of 2016, we had found a building in Royal Oak, and now we have four studios there that we have 80-some-odd shows running out of on a weekly basis. And we've got another studio downtown here in the Penobscot that we put our business clients in.
Awesome. So are you renting out studio space, or are you now part owners of these shows? What's that model?
Oh, no. We're just a full-service studio. Like, we don't own the content. We don't do any of that stuff. It's come in, rent it. You know, we
do revenue share if we procure advertisers.
Okay.
If we do it, if the shows do it on their own,
we don't care.
They're entitled. You know, they keep all of it. If we do it on their behalf, we split.
I see.
But yeah. So I mean, you know, we take care of all the light editing. We do distribution, syndication,
hosting,
all that stuff. Yeah.
Have you quit your day job yet?
No. This is what we do and what we laughingly call our free time.
Okay. All right. So any prior hobbies we had are now since gone, which is fine because hobbies are supposed to be fun. And this, you know, even though this is a business, it's still a hobby and it's very fun.
This is my hobby right here.
Oh, yeah. Our show is still to this day the fastest 2 hours of my life every week. No matter what goes on, it's crazy.
So you're doing the IT and D stuff. You're doing the podcasting. You're a studio owner.
Yeah.
And you've got the biannual pixel party.
Yep.
And then you have a day job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, like I said, there's the Pink Slip Party, but then we do two of our just normal networking events every month.
Okay.
So first Tuesday of the month, we're in Ann Arbor that area. Third Thursday of the month, we're somewhere here in Metro Detroit.
Let's be honest, we were going to be at a bar anyway. We just put a name on it.
And said, come on out and join us.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm actually getting paid to be here. I hope my boss doesn't realize I'm having this much fun.
Right.
He doesn't watch this show.
Nah.
But also, what is your day job?
I'm a consultant, IT consultant.
And you?
Sales,
same company?
IT security. No, security software.
Oh, okay. So, all right. And then you guys have families, too?
Oh, married, three kids.
Ooh, that's awesome. Man, that's there isn't much free time.
No.
It just took weekends, almost
weekends
all day.
Travel,
just
soccer.
Just to say what you all do. It's been a long time.
Like I said, though, this is stuff we would have been doing normally. We just put, like, we wrapped a business around it.
Share some of the links where people can find you. The podcast is where?
All of our stuff that we do, itandthed.com.
Okay. Is the networking
group and all that stuff, and there's a link to podcastdetroit.com from there.
Okay. So we have tabs on the top. Read is our blog series that we've been writing for over 10 years on tips, how not to suck at is, and don't be that guy, are the two main things that we did. And that was kind of to build our culture. Meet, which is M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T. That's for all the meetups and the gatherings that we do.
Okay.
Listen is the podcast. And then there's Learn Tabs, because we're getting involved in retraining and kind of helping the community, because there's a big shortage in Detroit for IT talent. So we figured we should help, because we've been blessed with good jobs and all the fun we have. So, there's more information on that site than you ever want to go to.
Yeah, we just launched a really good program with MEDC, the state of Michigan, to basically get people through a training program to get their, the basics, A+, Net Plus, Security Plus.
Okay.
And then on the other side, and this is where the networking group comes in, now that we have the recruiters lined up to hire them, basically to get people pushed through that process free of charge to them to get their CompTIA certs.
Wow.
And then right into that first help desk job to let them start figuring out what they want to do and where they want to go in IT from there.
Where is that?
Right now it's in Flint where it's starting. We've got interest from a couple different places down here in Detroit that we're talking to.
Excellent.
About it, branching it down here. That's all. If you go to itandthed.com, learn, it's right there.
Yeah, there's a couple other companies that are doing things for coding, getting Java developers and .NET developers primed, but there wasn't anybody getting something done for those level one help desks and those server admins and those security guys.
Okay.
So we filled that void.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys want to talk about that we haven't yet?
We could sit here for 6 hours. What do you think? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Let's rub one.
Let's wrap it up then, guys. Thank you so much for your time.
Great seeing you again, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the time. Technology, 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 and free!